Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Epiphany Radio's King and Queen's Quarters. I am your host, Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by my co-host, King Atterbury. King, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. We back in.
All right. Looks like we had some technical difficulties, and we are going to take it from the top. Okay. So, all right. I think we should take our next caller and just keep the party going.
No doubt. Bring the caller in right now.
I'm sorry.
Hey.
445.
What's up, my liz, my king, my queen? About to go. How y'all
doing? How you doing?
Lady
How you
Diva.
Doing?
Hey, hey. Welcome. Oh, my gosh. It has been a night. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. Listening to the poetry that's been, you know, was spit before the little technical difficulties. And y'all, man, look, y'all set the bar real high. And Dwayna, especially you. You come out with quoting someone else's piece, and these are very, very profound pieces that you bring in. They just make me sit back and be like, oh, man, yeah. How you do beautiful, beautiful pieces, man. I love
you. Indeed.
Thank you. A great mind once told me to respect the greats if you ever want to be respected, and, you know. So I try to look at some of the greats in history that I've always loved and just pay them some respect because they paved the way for us. A lot of them did, you know? So that's where we are. Yes. So I know in La Perla Negra, true form, you brought something wonderful for us to listen to. Am I right?
I brought something. Something I was tweaking. It's an older piece, but it's still something.
All right,
but it's
all
still
right.
Funky
Love
enough,
to hear
right?
It. Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called How Can There Be Friction? Friction. The word itself means resistance of an object moving across or over the surface of another object. My body gives in whenever eye contact is made with him, so he's never encountered any friction with his tongue when reading the sensual details in the story told by my body. Because every line is lubricated with words that just keep him wanting to read more. I'm a page turner. And my fruit may be a little fuzzy on the outside, but with the right amount of tension and the touch from the tip of his tongue, I spread as gently as honey poured over a leaf, and he inhales every bit of scent that escapes from my lips. His skin kisses mine as if we were created from the same fire, and he keeps me. How can there be friction between us? And I love his touch. His sense of humor escorts my laughter to the surface from the bowels of teardrop bedlam to the heights of smiling euphoric ecstasy and the faintest whispers of my deepest pickle. He gets me high. So how can there be friction between us when he brings me spiritual joy? He sinks into the softest pool of my silken water, drowning in the giving of satisfying his every desire. Yes, I want him as much as he wants me. He tells me that I flirt with every figment of his imagination, and he wants the fingertips of his words to stroll over the anatomy of my brain. So how can there be friction between us when he stimulates my mind? His love comforts me like the warmth of a sunrise on a flower reaching for the light. He makes me want to breathe him in. How can there be any friction when our love is so natural? And that's that piece.
Can there be any friction when our love is so natural? Yes, indeed. Oh.
Yeah, that was real beautiful. Nice. I love that. I enjoyed that piece.
Oh, my gosh.
That was beautiful.
It's your flow, your cadence.
Yeah.
Oh, you killed it. Thank you so much, Ophelia Negra.
Got me fidgeting in the royal chair.
Oh, I know that's right. Oh, thank you so much, Diva. I love that piece. Appreciate the tweets on it, too. All right. Well, before we let you out of here, can you let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Saturday night with Poetic. I am one of Poetic Curse. Now, I got snuck a new co-host in here. I don't know how.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I think we might have lost you. Can you hear us?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you now.
Okay. Can you take that from the top?
I sure can.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, alternating Saturday night with Poetic, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy. I had a special guest host in here with me, Rob Poetry Morrow, and it worked out really, really fine. And I don't know, we're going to work something out, see if he'll stay, you know. But that is a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, the topic is up in the air, as usual, but you know how we do. Probably going to love it, whatever we come up with. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the love zone, the erotic love zone. All right, back to you, King and Queen.
Definitely a scintillating night every week. I love it. I love the changes. It's so,
I know that's right.
It opens everybody up to a whole different world. Yes, absolutely. I'm going to be there.
Thank you.
Wow. You are most welcome. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really do appreciate you, La Perla Negra. So King is going to escort you. King?
Okay. All right. Pearl, we got some nice music going on back there. Kalinda got some nice drinks. We got, like I said, the beverages. We got food this time. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh,
I had to fire the other catering. Fire the other catering service. So we got a new one on deck. Delicious.
Okay.
Delight.
That's what's up. I'm ready.
Have a nice time back there. One love,
okay,
one mic.
Thank you. One love, one
you
mic.
One love, one mic. Woo, ladies and gentlemen, that was La Perla Negra and her beautiful poetry. Oh,
indeed.
Love it.
Indeed.
Absolutely love it, for sure. All
right. Mm-hmm.
How about we keep this party going? Are you ready to take the next caller?
No doubt. Let's bring the caller in.
Okay. Before we bring him in, I just want to give a shout out the CEO himself, a.k.a. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and thank him so much before he gets here for providing us this platform and always being there for us when we need him. Boss Man, welcome.
Hey.
Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
What up? What it do? What it do?
It is doing. Yes.
Y'all caught me off guard. I'm doing fine. Let me start my stuff all over again because y'all caught me off guard. Give me 1 second. Hey, Queen, what it be like? What's up, my brother?
Hey, boss.
All right, boss, man. We in the building.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Happy holiday, everybody. Happy Memorial. I've been loving the grooves that y'all been playing. Y'all always got a way of starting off the program with the proper vibe, you know?
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I'm a little tipsy right now. I don't know if you can tell or not. So I'm trying to hold it all together. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. Oh, we have to name that persona. That comes with a persona. What's that persona's name?
The persona?
Mm-hmm.
Grim the Reaper?
Grim the Reaper?
Grim the Poet Reaper.
All right, so we're going to hand the mic to Grim the Poet Reaper and let him do what he do. All right?
Okay.
When you're ready, the mic is all yours.
All right, love. Love. I'm deserving. For just a few, if this world could stop spinning, I need a minute. Your attention is what I need. Can you take a second and focus on me? See, me and all my transparencies, my heart on my sleeve, see me. See me. Recognize me. I need your complete attention. Stop running past and by me, love, life, you too. The sky is the limit. Love is supposed to be limitless, not just some fictitious gimmick. You're supposed to be out on a limb with it, all out, all in with it, unconditional when you give it, give into it, lose control. So many love songs have been moved by it. I can feel it when I hear it. Sniff it and scratch it. Limitless love, I gotta have it. Where that at? I'd reach out and grab it, snag it and bag it, put some in a bottle so that later on I can have it. Limitless. That limitless shit. Love. Love for dinner, love for lunch, love for dessert shit. I love love so much. But not that love that you keep to yourself. That one-sided love shit you can keep to yourself. Keep it on the shelf. What I need and what would satisfy me is a love that could stand the test of time. One that comes with a guarantee. Complete love. Shit, I want to free fall completely without a parachute. Open up and catch me. Receive me. I give my all to it when I give it freely. There is no limit. Limitless. When I give it, ill is what I want to be. Sick, love sick, CEO, co-owner. I want to own stock all up in this love business. I need a co-pilot to come fly with me, love. Be my co-partner, go half with me, love. Clear skies above, so let's take flight, love. Limitless love is.
Oh, my God.
That was definitely dope. That was one of the Richter scale right there.
Hey, well, thank you. I was kind of disappointed in myself, though, because I didn't take the opportunity to go sappy. You know, I just wrote this right before you guys came on. I wanted to really go sappy, but because I was drinking so much sap, you know, it's kind of hard to go there.
Okay.
So I just went
that was that raw
you, you know?
Fire. We need a fresh ink alert button because when that fresh ink, that raw fresh ink, that was fire. That was fire. Yes, that was straight no chaser.
Thank you, my brother King. Thank you, brother.
Straight no chaser.
Don't worry, I'll be in class this week. All right.
Don't be late. Don't be late.
Nah, unless I got a big date.
Well, you know. Keep on working that overtime, you'll be fine.
Oh,
boss man, call me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's good to have somebody to work the same hours as me. So, you know, we like this, you and me. So it's all good. But I'm not going to keep y'all. Keep that vibe going, y'all. I'm loving you, and I'm loving the music, and I'm loving the poetry that I'm hearing, you know. Much love to the both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, boss. Thank you, boss, man.
We appreciate you. For sure.
Hey, take
your
socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby,
baby.
Baby,
baby. Yeah.
One love, one mic.
Oh, you know it.
One love,
baby.
One mic.
Oh, boss man, oh, what? He killed that. He killed it.
True facts.
I was over here snapping it up like we were in a live event again. That was too much. Too much. You know what I think it is? Do you know, I think this Mercury retrograde, I know, what is it supposed to end? Isn't it supposed to end like on the 3rd?
Nah, it ends on the 2nd, but just walk right through it. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right. We're going to do
make
that.
It special.
We're going definitely. Yes. For
make
sure.
It special.
All
I
right.
Got to put you in a circle, all right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel you. So how about we keep this party going and take our next caller? Area code 910. Oh, who do we have on the mic? Area code 910.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who do
hello?
We have on the mic tonight?
Oh,
can you hear okay?
Yes, I can hear okay. This is Big Shot.
Z, thank you so much for calling in. Welcome. It's great to hear your voice.
Oh, it's nice to hear yours as well.
How you doing? All right.
All right, and yourself?
V is one of the, she reached out through one of the poetry groups that we share, and I am very happy that you decided to hit that one and join us tonight. It's very nice to have you on the mic.
That's
tonight.
What's up. That's peace. That's peace. Word. Thank you.
For sure. We appreciate the love and support.
Yeah, that Poetically Us is actually my group that I created.
Poetically is your, it's your group. I didn't know that, but thank you so much for letting me know. All right.
Well, that's peace. Word.
We
have to come through.
Yeah, so we got to come through and support and, you know, share the love. We know what we believe
word
around up. Here. You know, you water me, mm-hmm. I water you, and we grow together is one of our mainstay statements since we started. So definitely still in the love.
Thanks.
So tonight we're discussing love without a limit, and we're talking about pieces on love. Did you bring a piece that you'd like to share with us tonight?
I do, but I didn't know that it was going to be a theme on love without a limit. So I do have something. I'm not sure if it lines up, though.
So. Oh, you know what? This is a safe space. The mic is all yours. Bring whatever it is that you'd like to bring. Thank
yes,
you so much.
Yes,
the
indeed.
Mic is yours. Mm-hmm.
It's called Musically Timeless Love. I want you to be my rain, my sunshine, and my moon. Everything is what I'm looking for you to be to me. The lover in my dreams, fantasies, and reality. I want you to be everything to me. I want to be your rain, your sunshine, and your moon. I want to be in your dreams, fantasies, and reality. I want you to be, oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm even taking time. It's okay.
I want to be your everything, too. I want to catch your tears when they fall and bring sunshine to you. I want you to know my tears when and why they fall. I want you to love me when my tears fall and understand each teardrop from my eyes. I want a love that's undeniable. I want our love to be as timeless as music. I want to be your rain, sunshine, moon, and the one to understand your tears and your happiness. I want a love that's so true between you and I. I want to be the center of all. I want you to be the center of all my love. I want a musically timeless love between you and I. So that was it.
Oh my gosh.
I like that. I like that very
wow.
much.
Wow. That was beautiful. She said they wanted a love as timeless as music. I want to be your rain, sunshine and your moon. That is love without a limit. That
yeah.
is
yeah,
real love
is.
Right
that's,
there. Thank you so much.
Unconditional love.
Yes, that was beautiful. Thank you so much for bringing that to the mic tonight.
That.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank
so, V, before
through,
we let you go, how about you let us know what, if you have anything else going on in the poetry universe, or if you'd like to share more about your page and anything else that you have going on, so that other callers can reach out and, you know, share the mic with you.
I do poetry on YouTube, and it's just the same as my name, but it's called V.Speaks on YouTube. And
okay.
I'll be doing a poetry event August the 27th. So,
Okay.
All right. Well, keep us posted. Mm-hmm. And definitely we're here every Monday night at 9 p.m. And also Epiphany, the Epiphany Radio family is here. Someone's here every night, 7 days a week, posted up like a drunk at a liquor store. So if you ever want to come through and just, you know, get the words out, express yourself, express your vibe, take on the challenge of the different literary prompts that we have, it's always a safe and loving space. And we love to hear more from you. That was definitely a beautiful piece that you brought for us. Thank you.
It definitely was.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Well, one love and one mic is what we like to say to end our conversation.
One love and one mic.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Wow. Talk about love. That is all about love.
Mm-hmm. Universal.
I wasn't
love.
Sure if it was on
you know
the topic. I'm like, that is thorough love right there.
Mm-hmm. True facts.
All right. Let's keep this party going. Keep this love train going and bring on our next caller. Ladies and gentlemen, next we have King Drip himself, Mojave. Welcome to the show, Mojave. How are you tonight?
Much, much better.
What's going on,
yes.
bro? What's good?
I'm good. What's happening, King? I'm breathing. Holistic measures work better. I can't explain it to you. I'm feeling quite spry. What's happening?
Yes. We are surviving and just feeling the vibes out here. You know, talking about love without a limit.
Love without a limit.
You know what? Love without a limit.
Love without a limit.
I see y'all are not playing here. Y'all came in here doing things, so.
Yes, we're trying.
That's what happens when you come out of that royal bedroom, right?
What?
Huh?
Yo, I knew that was going to come.
Pineapple.
I like fucking with my hobby.
Pineapple.
Nah, but yeah, that's where we at, man. Love without a limit, you know?
Love without a limit, for sure.
All right. Deadpool.
What? Okay. Well, with that being said, how about we go right to the poetry?
Wow.
Did you bring a piece for us to share tonight?
I will try. I will. Okay. Hold on. Just a couple of things. I don't think I do. All right. Just tell me if this is too loud. Is that too loud?
Ah, oh, no.
No, that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Let me just restart that thing. Hold on. Let me give my call horn. Okay, we're good. All right. I love you. I love you for always seeing the best in me. The light I carry, the darkness that haunts me, the bearing of a heavy heart and a lack of kickfight, the insight to see and forever be in thought how you love my rough parts, how you soothe my cracks and rough edges like emotion, take the forbidden pieces and give them names. Make me proud of being me again. Make me remember the joy in singing with a smile and how to dance with my heart, how you play Isis to my Osiris, how she put to my King Tut, Ruby D to my Aussie, how you can call me a black king on a board that constantly seeks to check me, how making love to you is like making whole, opening lips in warm wet, never letting me forget I am man. How my mind is scattered and you gather my thoughts like smoke to help them precipitate creativity. You love my mind and how your moan makes me feel the utmost desire to feel the fire betwixt your hips, how lower lips swallow and suck out the potential spirit that waits for birth. You remind me to love earth. And three-fourths of all that is great within you, the essence to create a blessed change. You kiss my hands as if they were the only thing holding the world together. You kiss my lips as if they're the only thing holding you together. You grasp me like it was the only thing that you were born to do. And this is why I love you. It's the exact reason why I love you. You make me remember the essence of your kiss, how it travels the plane of my senses. In any sense, it's how you paint emotions, graffiti on the walls of my mind, neon and orange sun rays, while John Coltrane plays a love supreme. Sweet like orange creamsicles, the cool kissing tongue tastes like first love. And if you open your door, I will lay with you, give you comfort in the form of embrace here. All you need are togetherness, sharing, our body stay, the safety of my touch, the warmth of my affection. Please. Let me hold you. Rest in peace.
Okay, bro. Always laying it down, huh? That's what's up.
I came out the Royal
Bedroom. Dope piece, bro. That was a dope piece, bro. Always, man. You always come through, man. Word up. Did we lose Queen? Queen, you did?
No, I was over here staring at myself. I'm sorry. That was so amazing. Thank you. I had the phone over you as well, so I'm sorry about that. But that was great. Thank you. And you came out the Royal what?
No, that's what he said. So I had to come out though. He said I was just following. You know what? Never mind.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, before we let you go, Mojave, do you want to let us know what exciting things you have going on this week in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Oh, wait a second. Hold it. I'm doing these mini commercials every time I get the chance. So hold on. Let me get my music ready. Hold on. Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, Queen Simmons, because tomorrow on the Epiphany Radio Universe of the Real Entertainment Network, we will be having the Honey Tripper 2.0 special selection as we interview Jessica Holter of the Kunani Poets. She will be here live and direct on the Epiphany Radio Universe, interviewing about her entrepreneurial efforts, her community agent of change and the things she does, and of course the history and the future of the Kunani Poets. Here interviewed by me, yourself, a.k.a. Mojave Chief Longwind, as the good boss man calls me, as well as King Drip. We will be here knocking out interview and doing a special curated set of poets to come through and read erotic poems for yours truly. Of course, and we will have her share, and we will talk about these things and put all the things up, and the event page will be up, and we will be putting amazing things out there. It is going to be simply incredible. Make sure you check us out here tomorrow on our news for 2.0, number 15, featuring Jessica Holter. The Kunani Poets,
just a
lot of poetry, vibes, slow jam, here on the Surreal Entertainment Network. Take your socks off, baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. That is an amazing step. That's commend you. Congratulations. I can't wait to hear what you're going to do with that opportunity. It sounds great. Can't wait.
That's what's up, bro. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a little geeked about it. I mean, I've been trying to geek and ungeek myself. I was like, geeking, I geek myself. Geeking, I geek myself. I geek it.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you have to tell yourself.
All right. I'm going to the lounge to do the naked hustle, brother. Anybody wants to tell me, I see you over there.
Yeah, back there, drinks and beverages of all kinds, man. Some food back there, too.
You don't need a drink, okay, man. What you do with the naked hucklebuck, man? You don't need no drinks. You need no drinks.
The naked hucklebuck. Okay. Oh, Lord.
For real, don't fire me.
No, not tonight. You can't get fired on your day off.
How do you get fired on your day off? I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm going to show up tomorrow like ain't nothing happened. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, for sure. And we're going to be front and center. Right. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate you for coming.
Yeah, we appreciate you
one
coming
through.
One
love and
one mic. One
love
and
one mic. One love one mic. All right. HBO's Punani Poets here in the Epiphany Radio universe. That is an amazing feat. And ladies and gentlemen, that was none other than Iron Man and the mini moniker that he go by, Mojave. Thank you so much for joining us. How about we keep this party going? Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Indeed.
Are you ready for some more? Can you take any more, King? Can you take any more?
Bring the next caller in. You know what I'm saying? We goody over here.
All right. Area code 405. Who do we have on the mic with us tonight?
Hot damn.
Oh.
Here we go.
Hot.
Yeah.
Oh, is this who I think it is?
Go.
The troublemaker.
What up,
hello.
What's going down? What's going down? What's happening, King Atterbury?
I'm good. I'm goody over here, man. What's good, man?
I was just saying, how do you get to what's going on, Mr. Swinger? Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mr. Metaphoria. Welcome to the mic tonight.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you the only verse I heard. I ain't even heard none of them other people.
Ah, you better.
Yeah.
Bias.
They said
that's what that is.
Yeah, it sounded like Charlie Brown. All I heard was blah, 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 blah. I'm muted to speak to you.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
I saved you as a troublemaker, but I'm very happy to hear your voice, even though I know you're going to kick up some dirt over here, kick up some dust. That's what you do. How are you doing over here?
I can't complain. I am like also Larry D. Maddox, Lawrence of Arabia. I, too, have been inebriated tonight. He didn't want to say it on the air all the way, but I know how he get down. I've been doing the same thing, so I'm trying to hold it together.
I'm
having a great show so far, though. I've been enjoying myself listening.
Thank you, brother. I'm glad.
Thank you. Is it a brown or a white kind of night?
Oh, all I drink is tequila.
Tequila's like in its own zone.
It's not really a brown or a white.
But that's its own little demon.
Yeah, that's my thing right there.
All right. Well, I know how you get down, so... We're talking about love tonight. When you're ready, Mr. Metaphoria, the mic is all yours.
I got you. This is called Last This and Next Time. At this time, I daydream about last time. How last time I asked of you to save all you had for me until next time. For next time will be a blessed time, for we'll begin where we left off this last time. This time spent is more than just a past time, and once again, I will ask of you to save everything until next time, because as long as we have next time, this time will never be the last time. If you love me, don't speak it. I'll wait until next time to receive it. The truth that lies within your eyes is free of lies, but I'll wait until next time to believe it. If you want to fall into my arms, please wait. To hold you within my loving embrace is what I long for. The anticipation is written all over my face, but I will wait. Until next time, let's make love this time and not orgasm until the next. Never-ending sex between us. Let's make love as if the sun has never seen us, as we will save the morning sunrise. Until next time, I want to kiss you next time. I want to miss you until next time. I want to write prose about you within these lines and recite them to you next time. I want to fall in love with you greater than the last time, this time, and twice as much as this time, next time. I know you deserve all of me this time, and I give you my all, but I must ask for all of you next time. For as long as there's a next time, I'll always see you again. Just allow me to daydream this time. Remember the love you have had for me since last time, and give it all to me in peace.
Jeez.
That was dope, bro.
Whoa.
Definitely
Whoa.
Laid it out there. You know what I mean?
Whoa. It's a metaphor. Oh, my gosh. That was dope. I love that piece. I absolutely loved it. I started trying to catch a line,
definitely,
and then I'm just
in.
Had to lay back and just embrace the flow, and you killed that. You absolutely did. Thank you so much for bringing
that
piece to me.
That
I really felt that. Yes, gave me goosebumps.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the way you said it too, because see, that's what I would want you to do, just lay back and enjoy the flow. Goosebumps and all, just lay back and enjoy.
And enjoy it, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
That's exactly what
I'm saying.
Thank you so much, Dave. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
All right. Well, let me cool off of the king. Can you escort him out for me? Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to send that Negro over there with Kalinda. Nah, that's my brother. Yo, we got yo, Dave, we got food this week, bro. Now, man, we got a new catering, you know what I'm saying? So we got some of that tequila back there. You know, Kalinda got that on deck. So go back
Long
there and have yourself
some
a good
tequila
time.
And some chicken wing flats.
Yeah, I said that out. See, you said it. She hears everything, so she's going to make sure you're good and right back there.
Chicken wing flats.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's got to be the flats. Like, I don't like the drumsticks. I like the chicken wing flats. You know, chicken wing flats is like eating tall coochie. It's some meat in the middle, but them bones going to be on your face.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going back to enjoy the chicken wing flats.
Oh, my God, I wasn't ready. You see, he had to stick it on the way out the door. I love it. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Oh, Lord. I wasn't ready. Lord, I wasn't ready for that man. Oh, he's too much. Oh, King.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to keep this party going? Because it is going. Oh, my gosh. The love is in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Bring
that next call
in. All right, area code 747. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Yo, it's time to feel the vibe. This is Brother Rob Morrow, a.k.a. the Jimbe Poet, a.k.a. Equalizer, a.k.a. Pookie. Back on the pithy.
Hey, welcome back to the family.
Thank you for the time being. Thank you.
Yes. Always a good time when you're on the mic. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. How are you doing? How are you holding up tonight?
I'm holding up pretty well. Thank you very much. And forgive me, I know how do you pronounce your name? I hate messing up people's names. Give me your name and the brother who's co-hosting with you.
My name's Edwina, a.k.a. Edwina. Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zwina. Zwina is what I go by a lot. Z-W-E-N-A. And, yes, and my king here is King Joel Atterbury. Right?
King
Atterbury.
King Atterbury. Zwina and Queen Atterbury. Okay. Okay, yes. You know, that's good. And of course, I'll forget it in the next 5 minutes, but good to hear you guys.
I have the same short-term memory problem. It'll be fine. Just enjoy the vibes. That's what we're doing tonight.
No doubt.
Yes.
Well, Rob, thank you so much. Do you have a piece that you'd like to share with us tonight, or do you have about that beautiful?
Yeah, I'm kind of juggling between what piece I wanted to share, but I think I'll do this one. I'm gonna do this one. It's called Possibility.
All right. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Is there possibilities to love you righteously, which impede longevity of this golden opportunity? Can we reflect the utmost qualities in the essence of beautiful black magic, drawn in non-erasable markers and some vacant institutions of poetic observance? Can we get swept away in a spiritual sensual rejoice, a touch, a stroke, a hum, a cheer, and plenty of tears? Can we challenge the standard protocol of happily ever afters, not fitting the lifestyle we manifest? Can we exalt any memories of stop and pause and figure out our official duties in these corrupt timelines while engaging in the flesh and fantasy reboot highlighted in diaries we burn after reading to not reveal the sensitive nature of me squealing like a goddamn pig on my way to the slaughter while you twerking like Lizzo at the Laker game, making me come so goddamn hard and I enjoy every motherfucking minute of it? Is it more than enough to become official in these trying times? Continue with infighting between members of nations among gender lines, despite the enemy more dangerous and diabolical than any petty disagreement we stubbornly stand firm on? Is it too late to reconciliate the weekend, drowning indulgence, partly damaging infrastructure, nearly collapsing into troubled waters, unleashing another unpayable debt to our solidarity? Could this poem cool the civil unrest, celebratory reaction to the YouTube guru's demise, and left us complacent in confronting bullets, nightsticks, and flashlights beating down black skin 30 years later and we still can't get along? Can we clutch pearls to excel basic move of you and I freely and unconditionally conditioned to extract walls of eternal battles? Is it all possible to seize demons we give command performances for an excuse to not look beyond our own failures? Unlearning the algorithms tearing society apart with every tweet, foolishly manipulating into believing that black men are toxic and becoming more irrelevant each passing day, but thank goodness you resist that bullshit? Are we prepared, truly prepared to love each other, loving each other, limitlessly, unconditionally? Is it all good? And that's that piece.
Wow.
You know, that was on point, definitely.
And it ran the gambit from so many different dimensions of how a person feels. And I really love that piece. That was really, wow. I was just over here snapping my fingers the whole time. Thank you so much. That was dope. That was really dope.
Thank you. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah, appreciate that, man. Oh, word up. Thanks for coming through also.
Yes. And just to let you know, every other Saturday, in 2 weeks, it is the Poetic Therapy with La Perna Negra and me for the time being, Rob, I'm co-hosting. So I'm looking forward to it. And La Perla is off the chain, you know.
Yes, she is the woman of many hats. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I will definitely be on the mic to join you guys. Thank you so much for letting us know. All right.
Yeah, and also real quickly before we go, I also am the host of the currently hiatus Wednesday Night Vibes, and I'll be bringing that back in the near future. You know, depends on won't be on Wednesday. It'll be sometime during the weekend, but you will be informed. So
okay,
that being said,
looking forward to it.
Brother Rob, I am out of here, kicking my socks off, baby, and King and King Corey, we got this up, y'all. We are out.
Bye. All right. Peace. Right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. was Rob the Jimmy Morrow. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Rob.
True facts.
You killed that piece.
All right. You definitely did.
Set the vibe with a little bit of music. How about that?
True facts. Let's get it.
They say I'm crazy, the way you got me open, baby. Ooh. They say I'm bugging, the way I'm time sweating your loving. Ooh. They all sit and wonder why this feeling I cannot hide. It ain't a question of pride. Ooh. It's love. It's love. Ooh. It's love. They say I'm ripping the way you got my whole life flipping. Ooh. They say I'm losing.
Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome back to Epiphany Radio's Kings and Queens Quarters of For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, we are talking about love without a limit. And so far, we have been blessed with some really great poetry. How about you bring us yours? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and then just press that one to be heard. I'm also joined by my co-host, the king himself. King, are you still with me, baby?
What it do, what it do?
It's great to hear your voice. Thank you so much for still being here. So how about we keep this party going, this love train going, and take our next caller?
Exactly.
All right. Area code 646, is that who I think it is?
But it depends, who do you think it is?
It is
my brother,
the man, the myth, the legend, J-Rob, the wise son. Welcome to the mic tonight.
Thank you for having me. But I honestly don't deserve those beautiful accolades, but thank you.
Oh, please.
Thank you.
Oh, please. Forget about it. Thank you so much for joining us and welcome.
I'm just a humble servant of the poetry gods. I'm blessed to be able to be here tonight. Thank you.
You're
salute
welcome.
Salute King. Ashe, bow to the queen. Good to be on the show tonight. What's up, y'all?
Thank you. Shall we chill up here? You know what I mean?
Nice.
Yes.
I'm hearing all these dope poets. It's a great show.
Tell me about it. Yes, people are in their bags.
Needed
tonight.
Something like this. Yeah, people is definitely in a bag doing a fizzle. I'm like, wow, this is dope. I hope I can catch up or keep up.
Ooh, come on. I know. We know. Your name precedes you. You know, when your name walks in a room before you do, people know who you're talking about. That's J-Rob, the wise son, and he's here. You taking the time to join us. We appreciate you. Thank you for being here with us.
No doubt, bro.
Because other times when I walk in the room, they're like, not this dude. In the eyes. Women are walking away. I walk out with maybe two friends, like Van and For Real, and everybody else is like, thank God he left. So I'm glad to be here.
Oh, my gosh. Please, don't even. We love you. Thank you so much.
I'm telling you, I got an angry text message today because I posted something on my Facebook page because I do jazz poetry, and the sister was like, I'm not trying to read no jazz poetry. I want you to post more of that very attractive, sexy stuff. I'm like, not everything I write is going to be sexy, but okay.
Well, you know what? Sometimes it's something somebody said to me a long time ago that I try to, it's not very eloquent, but they said opinions are like something. Everybody has one and all of them stink. You know, when you let you can't give a person's opinion too much weight because that'll stifle your creativity. And I'm glad you wouldn't let it because you are a multitude of different things. And you definitely bring the heat when it comes to love poetry and sexy and erotic poetry, but got layers and levels. You definitely should be exploring those. We welcome that tonight.
I'm trying. I did some Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, and Thelonious Monk poetry with some John Coltrane and Charlie Parker. The folks is like,
oh, wow.
For that. I'm like, yeah, I got to listen to all of it because poetry sounds like all of that music.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree. So I'm not sure if that's what you bore for us, but I know whatever it is that you want to share with us tonight is going to be beautiful.
I'm going to try.
All right. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Oh,
thank you. This piece is called My Perfection. She was a poem that was yet to be written, and she has no idea that she is the reason that I grabbed my pen. So listen to you whisper while your dreams slumber, twisted in silk sheets, and your fantasies are saying things in my pierced ears and then write them in a long-forgotten language like a tattoo that you couldn't wait to have and then kiss a twisted vocabulary lullaby in my mouth in French form while your lips sound like you said, oh, shit. Let me play mind games with your sex appeal and share sexy, shameless, dirty thoughts with your secret inhibitions from different positions as we play Red Rover, in a warm bubble bath. And then let me lose myself in what makes your pulse quicken in a manner reminiscent of children's romantic stories that sound like the perfect dream come true. Then let me cure your apprehension of whatever this is with rigid thoughts of us with rigor mortis extensions that swim inside the wetness of your bare accessories. Let me wrap my arms around me and kiss me. Let me let you do this to me as if you believe that dreams really do come true while I'm French kissing you. Because you are the best thing to ever happen to my dreams. You give my fantasies reference points, captured my attention through my imagination while giving my visuals true meaning of what we could possibly be. I just hope someday that I can return the favor and be all of those things for you one kiss at a time while trying to even make your freckles smile. Because the sexiest thing on this earth to me is watching you be everything you thought we were supposed to be the day you said you fell in love with me. And I just hope I can continue to be that dream come true so that when you remember days like this, you will forgive me if I say I'm sorry today because I have no idea how bad I'm going to mess up tomorrow. But if you can remember this, you'll forgive me early and fall in love all over again. I just want to be us. In peace.
Bro, that was dope.
Whoa.
Dope.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I might need you to ghostwrite for me, Brother J-Rob.
Say again?
The poem that was
I might need
yet
you to ghostwrite for me. You charge a lot?
This guy here.
Straight up, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you had the
God
flow right there. You had the, you know what I'm saying, the cadence on deck. You know what I mean?
Yes.
The words
are heard. The opening line for me, she was a poem that was yet to be written. What? Oh, my gosh. That was beautiful and sexy and romantic all at once. That was marvelous. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Oh, I enjoy hearing that, man.
I appreciate
my
you.
My heart is pounding. Thank you.
I really do.
You are most welcome.
You
were so welcome. Oh, God.
Definitely, bro.
So,
definitely.
Well, before we let you go, oh, you're so welcome. Before we let you get out of here, you want to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Most certainly. Brothers and sisters and everybody within the sound of my voice listening to this, please, if you're not doing anything this coming Thursday at 9 o'clock, if you have an opportunity to spare an hour or two at 9 o'clock, come by the Get Down with your host, the incredible Van Meadows, better known as Poetic. Yours truly, John Robinson, better known as J. Rob the Wise Son. You know what's funny? I completely didn't post the topic just yet, but I'm going to put that in the event page because y'all are going to be surprised when you'll see this. Thank you all who came by the hip-hop show that we had last week because I put everything except the kitchen sink and hip-hop in the event page, and a lot of people really gravitated to it, so we're hoping for the same results this week, and I just hope y'all have a chance to come through. Excuse me, stop by and get on down. Thursday night,
all right,
the Epiphany Radio Universe.
Yes, peace.
Can't wait, Joe.
Can't wait. I'm so, tuning in. Thank you so much, J-Rob.
Bro,
right,
it's always good to hear you on here, man.
Hey. it's great to be amongst the greats. So thank you for having me. Let me slide off and see if I can get me not a Long Island iced tea, but a slow gin fizz from Kalinda's.
Hey, Kalinda got everything. Back. We got food this week too. So new case.
My man got food. I'm appreciating you, man. I appreciate
it. Yeah, he's stepping it up. You got to keep it classy. You got to keep it classy.
Yeah, new caterers. You know what I'm saying? Can't be playing around with the food.
Good catering. I got a new fedora, some cigars. Life is good. All right.
Yes, sounds like a night. All right, J-Rod, the wise son.
I'm
going to
kick back and listen and enjoy. One love, one mic, y'all. All right.
One love, one mic.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, blessed by J-Rob, the wise son, tonight. Thank you so much, J-Rob. Love him. Love his poetry. That was
brother,
amazing.
We appreciate you, man.
Oh, for sure. Oh, so, King, by any chance, do you have another piece you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I think we should go into a song right now. The vibe is so alive.
A song?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, how about a throwback? You ready for this one?
Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Now, that is definitely a classic that has to play out till the end. Shirley Murdoch. Okay. Yes. Welcome back.
Hit that in a minute.
Got to go in them crates on them, you know? Got to go in the crates. Well,
man, that song got people in trouble when I was back in the day. I remember having that on a mixtape I had. We forgot about tomorrow.
That was on the mixtape, the baby making music mixtape.
Oh, I was making my own tapes. I used to sell them too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, oh. Wow. Okay.
That's oh, yeah. I'm going to wait.
Right.
I'm telling
so
my age
do
now.
Don't do it. It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh. Yes, well, that's definitely on that. That's a classic right there, golden classic.
True indeed.
So, go and keep this party rolling. I do want to remind everybody before we move forward, the time is now 10:44. You want to give us a call and join us on the air tonight and share your poem on love and loving without limits. The telephone number again, the dial-in is 319-527-6300. Just press that 1 if you'd like to join us. Make sure you press that 1 so that we can see your hand raised and, you know, hear what you have to say tonight. All right, King. So,
what's up, King?
By any chance, would you like to bless us with another piece of your poetry?
Oh, yeah. I got a piece right here.
All right. It's all yours.
Untitled. Walking without thinking, I feel the high as my eyes close. The unknown is shown, explicit images allow me to grow. Wings of who I was in my past life show that I'm there. Energy of a wonderful and beautiful sight that will appear. Happiness, joyful moments, which will come soon as I clock it. That hour which inspire a certain desire without sales pitch. Delivery of what will be, a better picture that fill my heart. Real, which is fulfilled and revealed and never concealed part. Open door with a message written in letters from past time. Read the sign from my mind as I unwind from a place of mind. Signal strong enough to shake the states between connectivity. If I'm feeling a possibility, then you know it could be you and me. King.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I'm digging it.
Maybe
I'll... for sure. And
maybe
the delivery.
I'll title that Delicious Thoughts.
Delicious Thoughts. I like that. Oh,
yeah,
thank you so much for that piece.
That.
I appreciate it. You're welcome.
Well, Queen, I know you got something hidden up in that royal garment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's see. Do I have something?
Of course you do.
What are you in the mood for? What are you in the mood for? What you in the mood for?
I'm in the mood for anything that you want to bring.
Okay.
Come from the heart. You know?
All right. This is a short piece.
The mic is
it's
yours.
Called Wendy. Thank you. This piece is called Wendy. Hey, Breezy, go. In the work of a wayward wind, I don't think I have the strength to hold you. We know what wind do. Your patterns defy the undertone to your singing lies. I will never leave your side. You tried to convince me. I know you tried. But a wind that don't shake trees would have all but died. Breezy, go. It's okay to be you and beautiful all night and all day. You shake the roof, see, you were meant to be breezy, easy, and going. Don't fight your nature, whip through like change. It's the role you were made for. Hey, Breezy, go. Know that I won't hold you. I love it when you're brash and bold to rip my skin right from my clothes. And I know my quaking thighs wet in defiance, pulsing in alliance to the will of your wind won't tell you so. But Breezy, it's time for you to go. And that's that piece.
Okay, Queen. Okay. I see you. I mean, short, sweet, and fly.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's
all right. We are going into You're just about to round the 11 o'clock hour, and I think I would like to hear some more from our listeners and our callers. What do you say we do a speed round?
Yeah, no doubt.
Let's All right, let's see who we have just here with me. Okay, V, I hear that you're still on the line with us. V, are you still with us? V, are you there? Okay.
910?
All right, maybe she stepped away. All right, La Perla Negra, are you still with us?
I'm here. Y'all got to unmute my microphone.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right, I'm going to unmute everyone at a time. So it's going to be La Perla Negra, Boss Man, then it's going to be J-Rob, the Wise Son, and we're also joined by area code 385. Area code 385, who do we have on the mic?
Ms. VIP.
Oh. Ms. VIP, I'm so sorry. I thought you were programmed there. Thank you so much for joining us on Speed Round. All right.
Okay.
So we're going to take it from the top. And then after Ms. VIP, King, you'll go and then I'll go. All right?
Okay.
So, La Perla Negra, we're going to start off with you.
All right. I think I did this for Love Zone, but I'm going to do it for y'all tonight, too. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. This is called Imagination for My Fetish. He is constantly in and out of my head. My imagination by day, a hot, steamy dream by night about sweating up our sheets, covers being tossed to the floor while pillows are squeezed tight, messing up the bed. My fetish is eye contact and lip reaction, nose to nose, kissing, sucking, breathing each other in, hands and mouths exploring with a fever burning in all our sense. Words whispered softly as they border on moans. She's soaking wet, making her groan. Oh, he excites me. As evening proceeds into darkness, my clitoris budding through my favorite sweet lips. Hair locked, tangled, and messy, he undresses me. Spread my legs across soft Egyptian cotton while he proceeds to eat. My hips held down tight by the weight of his upper body, sucking and nipping my nipples, he becomes fully erect. Slide my hands massaging his man. He's so fucking anxious as he jumps. He's jumping in my hands. Totally lube, covered in spit, my head bobbing up and down, sliding him back and forth in my throat with my shit. Yeah, I put it there. With a hand, he pushes me back while sliding down to my clit. I squeeze the pillow tight and moan as he growls, changing up his tone, telling myself this shit simply isn't fair. Two hands and a hot mouth down there. An invitation went out and I climbed up onto his face. He's so fucking hungry after waiting for a taste. He attacked my whole pussy with a feverish hunger, starting with my inner thigh, running through the numbers, cleaning up as he works his way down and simply nibbling on my lips, preparing for my thirsty rub. Head clenched between my thighs while hips grind at a pace, exploding in ecstasy in his mouth, all through his beard and all over his face. Slid down onto his number as soon as I thought it was safe. Oh, she's so tight, he can barely stand it. Ripping his way in as I greedily ride, doing damage. I'm riding down low so that we can commence our tonguing, nibbling on ears, sucking on neck, dick and pussy just humming and coming, breathing hard and fast, constantly shuddering. Pussy convulsing round his erection, bringing him to one last eruption. They both wake up, pillows torn with feathers everywhere. Can't wait till tomorrow's night when our imagination takes us back there. And that's it.
Goodness. Oh. For real, the poet.
Friction. Friction. Wish I had someone to write this to. When problems arise and sleep becomes impossible, I need someone to bear my soul to, someone to talk to. When holding my breath is all that I truly want to do. See, those thoughts come repetitive, haunted by this life that I once lived. All of these unwanted echoes of despair bouncing profusely, ricocheting through my head, stressed, the loss of hair, stumbling, fumbling, fucking with my diction, an action scene unwanted, swirling fast and furious, disturbing what's left of my reality, taunting me, mouth stoically shut, unable to speak, knowing full well that spoken words would free me. Friction. I need someone to rub up against. Soft and feminine. Fingers brushing, tracing, leaving heated trails along places touched. I need to be scratched. Like that. Red painted nails, what the hell, against my back. Something fat to smack that jiggles then bounces back like that. Friction, something to bring down the swelling caused by this erection. Lord knows I need her to flip over, ready to share this combustion. Plant these seeds in her garden, mowing her lawn. There's a lot of moaning going on, frantically, and I love the sound of it. It's enticing mentally, enhances what moves I make when I'm moving physically. On top of me, I need her. On top of her, I need her to ride me, stretched across me, stretching me. Friction, elongated I be, closed eyes, enjoying the ecstasy, the buildup, the momentum from her inside. She fills me. The friction. Yeah, like that. Licking the sweat off of her back, juggling her girl's roll rhythmically. Both hands while humming in her ears. She likes it like that. Someone to bear my soul to. Someone just to talk to. Take my mind off circumstance. I get freaking nervous every time somebody coughs. This world polluted by COVID. Shit. I want to take my fucking socks off. I meant to say mask off. I needed a distraction, someone to rub up against. Lord, I need, Lord, 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 I need some friction. For real.
God damn. J-Rob.
I want to submerge myself into the weightlessness bliss of all those things that make you absolutely beautiful in my eyes. As you let me slide into the deepest parts of your mental focus, those parts that get to unlock the doors to your bare accessories, to your softest fantasies, that forces your lips to say yes with bated breath, that make you bite your lips in anticipation of those soft, warm, wet tongue kisses. The same kisses that taste like the sexiest parts of you that I dream about the most. As you wrap those arms around my head and put the back of your hands on me and let me inhale your warm breath just before I taste those soft lips and slowly make out with you just like we used to when making out was what we used to do. When we used to touch each other over and over and over and so on, with our clothes on and bump and lump and dry hump just because I can't get over how you make me feel just being around you. And that's when you bite your lips again. You slowly twist your hips in a slow motion like that again. The way you kiss me deeply and you say soft shit to me, whispering my name again. Whispering the words that say that you love me over and over and over again before I get a chance to be into you again without physically being into you again because I want to be around you more than again. I'm trying to be into you more than again. I want to be the things that you needed before you said you was a friend. I'm trying to touch you in places like that again. I need you to remember what I feel like again. I need you to know what I taste like again. I need you to know what it's like to be in this presence because I got to give you a reason to miss me again. I need you again and again and again. And I want to kiss you so deeply that I can suck your moans from your mouth, return them to you in the form of bliss that sounds just the way you normally do before you exclaim with orgasmic thrust what this is supposed to feel like just looking at me again and again and again. Now kiss me. Peace.
Sheesh. Miss VIP.
Okay, this piece is entitled, "He Said I Make His Heart Smile, Kissed My Forehead, Held Me Close, Tilted My Chin and Kissed Me, Gently Whispered, I feel I don't have to look anymore. I'm ready for a love without limits. With you, I feel my life is new, that God sent me to you. My heart took a leap. He makes me feel special, desired, sexy. When we touched, his love took the pain and it passed away. I looked into his eyes, saw everything I desired, everything I asked the Lord for, and knew if I said yes, this love would last. He professed his love to me. He now wants to protect me and provide for me. I didn't doubt his sincerity. My soul sister was right. He is everything I hoped to be. Like poetry, all I have to do is say yes. I love you, baby. I know you're all or nothing. There's no time to think maybe. Each time you hold my hand, I feel so comfortable, a special intimacy. I blush with every compliment, especially when you call me baby. So until we meet again, I'll dream of you, love you in my heart too, and watch our souls dance among the stars. There's that peace." Oh, my gosh.
Inside your love. Can you please tell me now how you feel about me? I know you are the freedom that I feel spiritually, the mirror of my reflection, whether happy, sad, or mad. Let me go inside my backpack of heartfelt pizzazz. Ever wonder how it would feel to fall in love with my soul? Give the world another story on how we both grow, move past limitations, and hug the love that we share. Kiss the life we want to live. Are we both a bunch of squares? Extraordinary within our artistry. Carry modesty. Doesn't matter what bothered me as long as you follow me. I won't steer you wrong. Just play your favorite song. This poem I am sending to a place where it belongs. King.
Wow. I like that.
Thank you.
Okay, this one's called The Chant of Ruth. A kiss upon a forehead that lingers long and dramatic like an African mother's toothsuck. Lashes that flutter close, resting bashfully upon his cheek like a butterfly upon a rosebud. Lips raised to a pout like a bee sting violently affectionate kiss. Eyes full body brandy brown as deep as pools for a lover to drown in. Veins, tendrils, trace, full form, captivating my attention like ivy roads in the direction of someplace good. Salt and pepper mane frame his face like my hands tingle to, yearning to paint tantric symbols too bold for a good mother to utter. A kiss just above the nose, portal opening, four eyes closed, two eyes wide open, becoming one world kinetic in its momentum. A kiss upon a butter kiss hip breaks the weak dam to a guarded and patient cerulean sea, primed and ready. Hershey kiss tip tits orbit her frame high and tight like Saturn wears her rings. Hands expansive, sandpaper callous, thick skin protective, always strong enough to hold up the world atlas, raising up a garden sacred, raising up shared vibrations light, raising up my skin to goose flesh, raising my pulse, boiling my blood. My resolve wilts in your hands like my skin seeps through your fingers. And I am a woman undone, only held in place by the dominion of your embrace. Then we let go, unfolding in a wholeness, big bang, brilliant and abundant. Undress me from this skin, expansive, paint me in purple stars, magic, be belligerent in your physical expression. Show me the glory of what only closed eyes can see. It's a universal experience, divine in its magnificence. Teeth touching backbite, simultaneous deep dive, impaled to the hilt, reminder that there is a paradise for pleasure that at times need pain to fully be felt. Chocolate legs rest upon a shoulder, cocoa butter brawn is that kush blood strong. And he be Manalau's peak, I be Tamu Masif deep, so we erupt in a symphonic orgasmic release. Then I am Makita, queen of Sheba, and I glow, drenched from head to toe in the golden reward of us becoming, and we becoming, you hear me? He's called impatient. Balsam flower petals swollen to a pucker, overflowing with nectar, sticky and beguiling like hummingbird sirens. I awaken my own drowning pool, but there is no you, only liquid proof of what you were meant to do. The chant of Ruth upon bended knee, grown over with callous and caution and affirmation, I chime. Someone is coming. Someone is coming. Someone is coming. Please let it be us next time. Miss Peace.
Damn. Every time I hear that piece, oh my God.
Thank you.
It's
amazing.
My.
Thank you.
Shining on both sides.
Shining on both sides. Thank you guys so much. King, are you still here? Oh, you guys have more pieces you'd like to share. You want to keep it moving?
Let's keep it
going around again. How about it? All right. Oh, for sure, for sure. All right, La Perla Negra, it's on you.
All right. Dear future king, though many desire to sit upon your throne, this spot is designed for royalty. So I clear the path for only you to claim your seat, and rest assured I am your lady-in-waiting. Patient as ever to greet you in your royal chambers, as thoughts of you bring fantasies and feelings of pleasantry through my body. These locks were grown for your fingers to run through. You are my king. And it doesn't matter what road you choose to travel, inevitably we are destined to be. See, everyone is meant to be with somebody, and you are the match to my royalty. I am your queen. So understand that I've loved you before time even began and Mother Nature spoke to the wind. And with all the obstacles we faced and worked our way through and overcame, they were just twists and turns of our puzzle pieces while we were learning to fit together while being molded to fit together. Dear future king, know that when you get here, your crown will fit perfectly. And bow down, this is your coronation, the time for elation. We celebrate you. Wise beyond your years, yet open to continuously gain knowledge. Beyond all doubt, beyond all fear, you've proven yourself. Now step into your power and take your rightful place, my future king. Your kingdom awaits. That's that peace.
The mind is a garden. You ever think of that special someone and then the phone rings? Wow. And it's them? Wow. She's got me on her mind. I'm all up in there. Yes, I'm walking with my socks off barefoot through her mind's garden. Well manicured. Have you ever walked on fantasies? Hers are touching. Got me tippy-toeing, guiding me. I'm guided. Her love's like guiding me. Scene after scene leading me. Sensual visuals, lavender scents linger. Kaleidoscoping in vivid monotones, in tune and in pace with every deliberate and forward step that I take through the warmth of this place called her. Led by her, her desires, love, lust, ecstasy. See, she wants me to hurry up, but I take my time through her, enjoying every minute infinitely inside of her, intimately levitating as I traverse through her mind's garden. Her temperature warms me, the flames of her wantings flickering provocatively as this manhood, me, finds itself slowly stiffening. She's left me the breadcrumbs of her life's fullest desires. I track them. She wants me to follow them in her mind. We are connected. I just read her thoughts, and when I find her, all that's required is that I supply her my forests and the loins of my trees, the veins that branch and its many splinters. Wood is what she needs. She's a bonfire that must feed. The closer I reach to her campsite, the louder the sound of the crackling in those timbers smoldering in anticipation of having our two souls joined in. She leads me. I follow. The scent of her nature, her marshmallows roasting. She leads me. My limbs, she controls them. So I follow her signal, the feel of soft winds blowing. I'm in her, walking through the tenderness of her life's garden. I'm closer. I can feel her breathing erratically, her breath upon my skin, beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me, and mine quenches hers. We're both thirsty inside of her. I can feel her every moment. I can feel everything that she's thinking, every thought I'm feeling she's having, and they're rushing now. On purpose, streaming her white waters rapidly, flooding her life story. She's been holding on, but now she's a dam that's bursting. And the waters of her love's lake have risen. She's coming. She's coming with me inside of her. Thought surfing with my socks off through her life's garden. She's coming. She's a tsunami. Her thoughts feed me and mine feed her. You ever think of somebody special and then the phone rings? She's walking through my mind's garden, feet well manicured, and my thoughts beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me for real as I walk through her mind's garden. Peace.
My gosh. J-Rob. J-Rob, the wise one. Are you still with us, J-Rob? Okay. Miss VIP will take it from you.
Okay. Loving a real man means there's no one else in her mind but him. It takes courage to love him in spite of being vulnerable, yet confident in him, in herself, to be his one. Loving a real man means love can emerge from a bud that's healed with strength to bloom. Loving a real man means kisses in the morning and night, her body belonging only to him, being his backbone, him her strength, praying daily for his protection and wisdom, professing love for one another with communication being the key. A real woman loving a man means never doing what broke him, then watching the Lord give him back everything the enemy stole and more. A real man loves a woman when he professes his love, protects her heart, promising they'll never part and providing for her. There's a light in her eyes when she sees him, a glow from the inside out all can see. And the best part, there's nothing better than love when it's real. Rest in peace.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Shaded lips. Observation of your mouth, speaking words that form in lines, feeling lost inside of time as I absorb them in my mind. The way your upper and lower change when expressing emotions. Train of thought strongly focused, no commotion, true devotion. Imagine being up close and personal, holding energy uncontrollable. Same time giving a shoulder to lean on that one can grow into. Beautiful queen with a figure and an image of Cleopatra. It's like a dream coming true from a scene thoughts captured. Who could ever foresee through a galaxy entering this universe, laying on top of Earth without searching for a better turf? Environment of the unknown written inside of this poem. Allow me to be at home inside this zone as I see you roam. Notation itself, one kiss will seal the deal for real. Make magic attractive with no theatrics, so it appeal. Join it together in one space, accepting all that is matter. With three components, we have owned it and unite a lot faster.
Is what you foresee through this galaxy universal? Let's engage in conversation, intimate and personal. What do you love? Are you sure? Is it the shade of her lips, the grace of her hips, or something more, something pure than the lips that protrude, her sexiness she exudes, the blues in her mood, or the views that bemuse, or the fire she subdues? She's been viewed by a few as beautiful, with as many jagged edges as she has angles, dichotomy of demon and angel. What is it that you love? Are you sure? Is it the color of the blood that rushes to her lips, the thought of slipping into the folds of her existence, or is it just her dimensions that pull you into orbit like sirens to sinking ships? Can she bloom when you're in the room, or does she lure you to your doom in a plume of feather soft lips with the taste of chocolate? So ask yourself this, do you love all of this? Are you sure? She's grown deaf from tuning out the noise of the ones that come before. You're going to have to show her. She's grown bored with boys that get annoyed with their toys, hastily making their way through playthings, who say things like, you're usually not my type, queen, but the pout of that mouth got me longing for a bite, queen, never understanding and never coming to grips with what lies beyond her cocoa butter lips. It's bliss hanging on a cliff, but I assure you she's worth it.
because a universe will be birthed when gods and earths converse respectfully. If you see past her lips, you might see she was born to be your destiny. And that's that piece. And that's that piece.
Oh.
All right. Oh, man, that one was live. Thank you guys so much.
It definitely was.
Appreciate all of
appreciate
y'all.
Appreciate you all.
Snap it up. Oh, gosh.
Oh, damn.
A double speed. Woo, that was amazing. Thank you.
Definitely
the Perla Negra,
love
the real the poet, G Rob,
Ms.
VIP, yes indeed. Oh, y'all really made this a night to remember. Thank you so much. Oh man, King, what a night!
Indeed, indeed.
Can you believe it has come?
Made up a lost time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean,
yes, we did. All things considered, I think what you said made a lot of sense. You got to just walk through it. And we certainly did. And I just big shouts out to the boss man, the CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. And big shouts out to Raw Links for providing us this platform. And, you know, big shouts out to the Epiphany family for just always being there and showing up for us. And I want to give a special honorable mention to V for joining us tonight, a first-time caller, and to everyone else who joined us and who shared your beautiful poetry. You really inspired me tonight. Thank you, guys.
Hey, I just want to give a special shout out to everybody that came through, always supporting us and coming through, spitting that beautiful and wonderful poetry. Hey, we are live with the vibes. Much love to everybody.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. And remember, meet us back here on Monday nights at 9 p.m. on the Epiphany Radio Universe. And, also, tomorrow night, if you're still feeling that poetry feeling, Love Without a Limits, we'll be talking that on the Poetry Corner on the Let's Talk Network. Reach out to myself at Stillsweena or King Atterbury. King, what's your Instagram handle for people to contact
King you? King Atterbury Inc.
King Atterbury Inc. for more information and to get onto the show. Thank you guys so much. And as usual, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
I'm bending your love. Take your sunspot.